You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
We are going to be joined by Chris Dent from Albie and the Wolves, who are going on a nationwide tour. They've already completed, I think, 11 or 9 of the 17 shows that they're doing. They're coming to Otepoti tonight to play at the Manor at 245 Signal Hill Road. And we have Chris on the line coming to us from who knows where. Good morning to you, Chris. How are we?
Good morning. I'm fantastic. Coming to you from good old Q-Town, Queenstown.
Q-Town, nice. Did you play there last night?
We absolutely did, yeah.
Nice. How was it? What's the vibe?
It's really, really lovely. So the venue's called the Sherwood, and there are two spaces there. There's a big bar area, and there's like a woodshed out back, and it's sort of like an indoor-outdoor venue. There's heaps of woods. There's these beautiful fontoons. There's like benches with like fur, like, I don't know, lining on them. But yeah, it's really kind of rustic. And we had a really lovely show there playing with Just Janie.
Oh, lovely. Just Janie. Massive shout out to Just Janie. When I took over the show in May last year, she was one of the first people I had like I talked to. It was incredible.
I bet she was a delight. She's been lovely to work with. She reached out to open the gigs and we were like, sure. So she's doing Queenstown and Dunedin. Dunners with us. Otepoti tonight.
Lovely, yeah. Lovely. The drive from Queenstown to Otepoti is spectacular. If you go through like Wanaka and you go through Alexandria and you go on that way to the road that intersects right near Milton and then go north, that is a fantastic drive, especially if it's foggy.
Mate, we won't get any fog, but I think we will get to see snow-capped mountains, which is a big deal for me. Being a Northlander, being a guy from Auckland, anytime I get to see some snow, it's especially exciting.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, you'll see some snow-capped mountains, my friend. I saw that y'all took the ferry to cross over the two islands, Te Waipounamu and Te Ika Amawi. Did you do the thing where you play live on the boat for free passage?
Yeah, nice. Yeah, we absolutely did. It's, look, we, there are, in the touring party, there are up to 5 or down to 3. It's kind of crazy. So the best thing about that arrangement is we jump in one van. So when we started in Auckland, like nearly 2 weeks ago, we just cruised down the island, played a few shows, jumped on the ferry, and then have been in the South Island gigging ever since. It's been amazing. But that, man, it makes a huge difference because it's not a cheap thing to do the ferry. And I'm sure touring can be tough. And so to just take away that little bit helps you, you know, reach your goals. It's an amazing thing.
Every little bit helps. I saw on, that your last project, Light After the Dark, released in 2023. I know you guys are embarking on a huge 17-date tour around the country to fundraise for an even bigger tour overseas in Europe and the UK. Musically, though, have you guys been kind of on a creative hiatus as such, or have you just been sort of banking songs and maybe focusing on your own lives?
I love that question. So for me, the creation never stops, and I think the iterating never stops. We all have to work hard to balance the thing that we love doing, making stuff, and paying our rent, right? And so I think part of what helps me get through that is those precious hours, like, sweet, I'm going to make a new thing. From Light After the Dark, we learned a lot. We iterated a lot. And that has informed the show that people will see tonight. So typically we've played as a 3-piece. We took that album on the road. That was an 11-piece band. It was crazy. Tonight, you're going to hear 4. Would we have got to the 4 without the 11-piece band? Maybe, I don't know. But at least in this universe, that's how we got there. So tonight you'll hear us with a drummer. And I'll be playing some new tunes. We absolutely are as well. So you'll get a taste of what we've been making since that record.
Oh, interesting. Very, very. 11 people on... That's a lot to juggle.
Yes, 12 people if you include our lovely sound engineer. It was maybe... So as logistics guy from the band, it's one of the craziest things I've ever organized. Not like... For this band, yes, but also maybe in my entire life. It was a wild journey. But yeah, we had like a full horn section, full string section. We wanted to bring to life this album we worked 2.5-3 years on and just present it as is, which we managed to do. That's crazy, but we managed to do it.
That's awesome. When you're in that environment and you're arranging 12 people, including a sound engineer, do you thrive or do you sort of fray at the edges a little bit?
I absolutely Freud. I mean, I Freud, for sure. Mm. I think I've always been a fan of pressure, I think. Like, I wouldn't necessarily say that, but then I find myself taking on oodles and oodles of stuff. And I feel like my RAM is always nearly at peak. But that particular thing was a bit more than I could handle at the time. Yeah, but, you know, but you don't know that. And I think that, yeah, that there were financial pressures too, which sort of underwrote my stress. I think if things hadn't been so tight, I probably would have loved every second of that process.
Mm, mm. Well, I hope that comparatively this tour you're doing now is a bit chilly. You're a little bit halfway over your 17-date tour. You're playing at the Manor on Signal Hill tonight. It's your 10th show in 15 days. How are you feeling?
I'm a little tired, I've got to be real. But I'm really good. I mean, are you a musician yourself, by any chance?
I am not. By all chances, I am not, my friend.
Okay, so here's the thing. We've been away from home for nearly 2 weeks. The goal was to play, like, 5 shows a week while we're away. We've all got families and stuff at home, right? And so it's like, if we're going to stay away, we need to be working, so we're working. And I sway between being, like, so tired and barely being able to keep my eyes open, and then just like so excited and so grateful that for half a month to nearly a month, I just get to do the thing I've always dreamed of doing. And there's no other feeling really. And especially when we go around and we're, you know, slowly making more fans and people are requesting songs and singing them back to us, and we see our merch and are meeting people out in the world. It's like, wow, this thing that we're working at is reaching people. The echo chamber of the studio can be a bit brutal sometimes, and so it's a real driver. It really sets a fire inside of me, which mostly burns bright, and then occasionally I'm just dying for a nap.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if you necessarily have to be a musician to experience that dichotomy, because I often feel that being not necessarily a morning person but having a morning job. And then, you know, yeah, thinking about, oh, who's listening? But then I always hear lovely comments from people who listen in to the station. So I really feel you on that. It's, yeah. Also, looking at, like, social media numbers and stuff, they can always be a bit misleading. So if you're, like, looking at social media to quantify your success, I don't think that's a very successful pathway, you know?
It's not. I mean, it's relevant, you know, that I think that's the annoying thing. We can't ignore it. No. It's a really big part of our business and brand and for everyone, yourself and the station included. But I think, you know, closing your eyes and just going, wow, this show is absolutely popping off. This is the point that I do it. It's, you know, it might not be a stadium or your video might not have gone viral. But it's really remembering that, you know, like I think the center of art and radio is connection. And these are the opportunities we get to connect with other people. And that matters absolutely the most for the recipients and for us too. Yeah.
Incredibly so. I couldn't agree more. Now, this fundraiser tour, as it's called, is designed to launch y'all's foray into Europe and the UK. What kind of countries are we thinking of visiting? Are we thinking of going mostly Western, Ooh. Central, a little bit Eastern?
I love that. That's a really good question. So the fellow who's booking the shows, his name is Bartek. He's from Fresh Music Booking. He's based in Poland. And have you heard of Arts on Tour before, by any chance?
I think maybe, I mean, it rings a bell, but I can't say where that bell's coming from.
Okie dokie. So anyway, they have a very similar model. So what happens is he's got this huge venue list in the Netherlands, in Germany, in Holland, in the UK, in Wales and Ireland. And he just reaches out to all of these venues and sort of for the artists that he has on his roster. And he says they're coming from X to Y. And they opt in. They're like, sweet, we'll jump into a show. Mm-hmm. So we don't quite know where we're going to land. I think whatever he organizes, if there's a gap, I'll fill it with something. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, we'll just do what he tells us. And that feels like kind of a funny model. But the thing is, if I was to reach out to a venue, realistically, they're just not even going to reply. Like, why would they take somebody seriously from New Zealand, you know? Mm-hmm. We're so far away. And so to have this guy that's like, oh, I'm going to bat for you, I'm going to line up these shows, that makes a difference because we're actually getting bookings. There's this spreadsheet that's slowly filling up. I don't know where any of it is. It's gobbledygook to me until I stick it into Google. But yeah.
Crack up. Do you have any countries that you're really hopeful to play in?
I desperately want to play in Ireland. You know, we've got the violin in our band. We've got this kind of folk music heritage. And I just, man, I think that'd be a dream just to go there and walk those streets, feel that history, jump into a session, get people dancing on tables. I don't know. There's a romanticism there to me. Even if we don't get to play there, maybe I'll have to just go.
Yeah, honestly. I mean, you're going to be in the UK for a little bit too, so you might be able to hop over from the ditch.
Bro, that's the thing that blows my mind. So, like, I have spent a bunch of time in Google Maps looking at the UK specifically because we've got a bunch of friends there. Mm-hmm. It's so small. Like, it's like the North Island, you know? And,
really?
It's really not that crazy. So, like, from the very top of the topmost province to the bottom, it's about a 13-hour drive. And, like, that's maybe a little bit longer. But if you think how densely populated it is, you can go – there's a town, like, every sort of 30 minutes. And theoretically, you can play in each one. And so you kind of drop – no drive is, like, going to be longer than, like, 2 hours. And it's so densely populated that you can get away with it.
That's so legit. I was actually going to ask if you had many friends to stay with while you're over in the UK and Europe. Well, it sounds like you have a lot in the UK. Do you have many friends at all in various European countries?
No.
You're going to be spending a lot on Airbnbs or hotels, I assume.
I think that's part of it. Like, this is not going to be a profit-making experience because we just have to go over and make the friends. Mm-hmm. And the only way to do that is to go there and be there. That's just how it works. So we'll see. We've got some, you know, we've all got background. I've actually played there twice before in a different ensemble. So I have a tiny little taste for it. And Pascal, our violinist, he lived in London for 10 years. And, you know, so we've done stuff before, but it's a whole different ball game when you're like, hey, can three or four people stay on your couch? That's like not an easy thing to do. And here's the thing. We have space in New Zealand. They do not have space in some parts of Europe.
That's true, yeah.
And so it's just like, all right, what is hosting four people look like? Is that possible? They ain't got like big farmhouses like we got.
No, and yeah, especially in the very, very highly urbanized places like Berlin or London, bugger all space. It's like New York, you know, the apartments are small and very expensive.
Yeah. I'd love to. Yeah, but I think I've actually played in Berlin. It was an absolute hoot. I loved it there. But man, these cities are so vibrant. The thing that freaks me out is just like you get on a train and you just keep going and it's just high rise after high rise. And have you done much travel yourself, Zach?
I've only been to Melbourne. That's my only foreign city I visited, which is basically New Zealand. Well, but travel is on my list of things to do in the next couple of years.
So here's the thing, man, like for me, I get to Berlin and there's like 4.5-5 million people in the city. And it kind of blows your mind when you get into these train stations where they're just like so towering. It's like, well, all of New Zealand is here. All of New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we are. Yeah. But yeah, we're excited to go play. It's an amazing opportunity with this booking agent. To try and fundraise with a tour is kind of a crazy thing. That's what we know how to do. It made the most sense.
Awesome. I saw in the release for this thing that you guys are pretty against AI and that you encourage people to not bring their phones to gigs so that they can, you know, make some memories in the moment. Where did these kind of positions come from?
Well, I mean, I think it's the thing we're all battling against is like real art versus manufactured art.
Versus slop.
Yeah. And, well, I'm really enjoying the, even because that press release is like a couple years old, and I'm really enjoying that's the term for some of these new AI platforms. People are really not super engaged with it. At least they're not super excited about it in the way that you'd imagined. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. So folk music to me is a really earthy thing. Like, tonight, the people that come, there's going to be a PA, there's going to be drums. But when I first started out, it was just a guitar and like fiddle and double bass around a campfire. And if that isn't the antithesis of like AI and tech moguls, I just don't know what is.
Mm.
And those roots run deep into what we make, but also folk music as a tradition. And we don't mind people bringing phones, but it's just like to encourage people to stay off them. Just like keep it in your pocket, engage with the show. It's okay. Yeah, you know, it's nice for you to spread the word for our shows, but as a break, it's like a movie. Flick that baby on airplane mode. Forget about it. Have a chat to the person next to you and drift away.
Buy them a drink, you know? I don't know. No, I'm kidding. Maybe not.
I like, bro, that's very good.
I kind of miss the days of, like, I mean, this is something to complain about, you know, this, the internet and social media ruining how we socialize, but I think it would be great to go back to maybe, I don't know, 70s sort of 80s style of just being very open with your, your intentions, and then obviously respecting their wishes either way. I think that'd be much better than all the horrible Tinder dating app stuff at the moment. Anyway, kind of a sidetrack there.
Bro, what you need to do, so this is what I did for my luck and love. I was on tour in Tasmania, okay, and I met a woman there who was really cool, and then we just talked on the phone for ages and ages and ages. That's the way. The turtle wins.
For sure. I'm very happy to say I've been in a relationship for 3 years. Funnily enough, from Tinder. But I hope all the youngins out there can find more natural or like organic way of finding someone, you know.
Well, so here's, I mean, to your point about dating and stuff, I think here's the thing about gigs that people sort of forget is the reason people go out to music events is the music. That's like a really big part of it, obvious. That's on the label. But the sub thing is, if you like a certain type of thing, people like you are going to go to the show. And it's a community, right? Like you'll make friends. You will find people with similar interests. And if you talk to adults that are a little bit older, one of the hardest things to do is make new friends and to meet people. Mm-hmm. But by going to shows, you really will. And like, I almost forget how important that is until I'm at a show myself and I see all my friends, or I just instantly make them because it's like, hey, we have this common interest, you know?
Mm-hmm. I couldn't agree more, man. I think Third Spaces, great time. They're a great time for people making. Mm. Anyway, thank you so much for your time and coming on the program, Chris. I really appreciate it. Do you have any final words for our lovely listeners out there, my friend?
Tonight is sold out, which is pretty wild. So we are super stoked. That's an amazing thing. But if you guys have friends in Christchurch, we got a couple gigs there that aren't sold out. And so if you like the sound of my docile morning voice, check out our band. We're actually really upbeat and pretty energetic. Like the shows are pretty hype. Give Albie and the Wolves a spin and see if you dig it. We'd love to see you guys at a show in the future, or maybe if you have some pals in Christchurch, hit them up.
Yeah. Rock on. Love Christchurch, by the way. I went to Christchurch recently. Couldn't get enough of it. Great city. Beautiful town, let me tell you.
Let's go.
Anyway, take care, Chris, man. I hope your travels from Queenstown go good.
Thank you so very much. Cheers.
Thank you. That was Chris Dent from Albie and the Wolves. We're talking to Chris about their show tonight at Signal Hill and the Manor. Very, very exciting stuff. At 10:30, we have a chat with Charlie McLean from Ecomatica, talking to them about their debut album release. We'll probably drag ads in for a chat at some point. But here's Albie and the Wolves with Next to Me from their 2023 album Light After the Dark. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked.
Conversations make me hot, girl, when we talk about us. How your hair falls down my shirt, girl, in the morning sun. I'm still reeling from the weekend when we went out. Ain't no place that we can't go follow light.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.